there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. An ancient Jewish practice which disappeared for centuries is destined to become a standard practice every 7 years when Jewish men, women and children will gather to hear readings from the Torah. Known as Hakel, meaning assemble, indications are that the ritual is gaining serious interest not only in Israel but also abroad. In Jerusalem, a Hakel event will be held at the Western Wall Plaza on the second day of Sukkot, where 3 new Torah scrolls will be presented. Hakel is the last commandment highlighted in the Torah. Historical records indicate that the celebration was last practiced during the period of the Second Temple of Jerusalem. However, following its destruction in 70 AD, and with Jewish people dispersing as a result, Hakel, as from then, ceased to be practiced. Hip-hop star Kanye West has now found himself in an anti-Semitic spotlight during a recent interview on Fox News, making remarks about Jewish financial manipulation such as the Abrahamic Accords and having a go at Meta owner Mark Zuckerberg. In a recently deleted tweet, he declared that he would, quote, be going DEFCON 3 on all Jewish people. He also hinted at Jewish conspiracy during the interview.
Planned Parenthood was made by Margaret Sanger, a known eugenics, with the KKK to control the Jew population. When I say Jew, I mean the 12 lost tribes of Judah, the blood of Christ, who the race, the people known as the race black really are. This is who our people are, the blood of Christ. This, as a Christian, is my belief.
West's Twitter account has since been blocked, with the entertainment world reacting with outrage to his latest anti-Semitic outbursts. It's been a year since a group of men attacked a bus in Oxford Street transporting young Jewish people who were on their way to celebrate Hanukkah. The group struck the bus with objects, spat on it, and made Nazi salutes in the passenger's direction. UK police recently announced that they have closed the investigation, saying that they could not identify the perpetrators in a video, a move considered unacceptable by the UK's campaign against anti-Semitism, which is now offering a £10,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of the perpetrators. A spokesperson for the CAA says that the reward incentive will demonstrate to anti-Semites that the abuse of Jewish people is not without cost and that this will now lead to an ongoing thorough investigation, finding, and prosecution of those responsible. Before you criticize or form an opinion about anyone or any place, perhaps you should visit first to see firsthand what's actually happening. This is exactly what a non-Jewish leadership delegation from Australia found out during a recent visit to Israel. The delegation comprised of representatives from the media, social and government spheres. The visitors were introduced to the sensitive and complex political structures of the region and were also exposed to Israel's diversity in both the religious and civil sectors. They also met with Israeli and Palestinian diplomats, politicians, academics and civil society activists, and also visited religious and cultural sites throughout the country. The team described their visit as eye-opening, which made everyone appreciate what is actually going on in Israel. What also impressed them was what can be achieved through truthful liaison, relationships through good faith, encouragement between nations, and the need to listen to each other. And the Abrahamic Accords continue to bear fruit, no pun intended, as Morocco, one of the agreement's co-signatories, is satisfying Israel's demand for the lemon-resembling etrog, which is now being exported to the Holy Land as part of trade deals between Israel and Arab countries. Besides the lulav, which is a closed frond of the date palm tree, the etrog is used during Sukkot, where Jewish law requires participants to wave the items during the holiday, and this year has so far seen 600,000 etrogs exported from Morocco. Morocco once accommodated the largest Jewish community in the Arab world, who produced the fruit for millions of Jews every Sukkot, and it is believed that etrog trees were first planted in the Atlas Mountains nearly 2,000 years ago by the Jewish community there, after the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.